This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
AM 1100, The Flag, 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City and Williston, and of course KLTC 1460 in Dickinson as well. The stations that bring you the What's on Your Mind program each and every weekday. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're really fired up for a Monday. Just ecstatic, as a matter of fact, because we get a chance to talk with you once again on the fine program. It's kind of fun. It is. It's what we do. And here's how you join the program, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text us, Todd at 701-226-8503. Me at 701-367-2054. Telephone number. Okay? Simple as that. On What's on Your Mind. Todd, are you able to converse?
As far as I know, you tell me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Yeah, doing just fine.
Happy May Day, by the way.
You know, I knew today was May 1. I've been rather excited for May to get going. But I'd forgotten the whole May Day thing. Phil Parker, actually, wondered if I was participating in any May Day celebrations. I wasn't planning on it.
I didn't realize there were any. What is there?
I think you have to be communist for there to be May Day celebrations.
I mean, I've heard of Cinco de Mayo, but that's not for a few days yet, so.
Yeah. May's just one big party. May is just one big party. You know?
We celebrate the snow going away. I actually put my shovel away. Mayor Mike Seminary had texted me, why is your shovel and your sidewalk salt still on your front steps? And I had to remind him. Well, it's been working, hasn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
But just for him, I went ahead and put it away just to make sure.
Keep it away.
Well,
May is.
Hey, whatever. One summer, I left the shovel out the whole summer. It's like, because it quit snowing. It didn't snow if I left it out. I figured, well, I'm not going to jinx it, put it away, and then have to pull it back out.
There you go. May is also the month of Mary. Did you know that? It's a Protestant. You'd be forgiven for not knowing it.
Well, I actually did know that, I am a Protestant, so thanks for being tolerant of those of us who nailed theses years ago.
Of course. Yes. We're all on.
And Texter reminds me that May Day is a distress call, which is why I kind of overpronounced it, as opposed to getting on the radio saying, May Day, May Day, May Day. Don't do that. It's not. We're not in distress. We're okay.
Exactly right.
We were in distress for a couple of minutes there, but we're over it now.
We're going to spend some time this week looking back on the legislative session that just was. A little bit of commentary rolling around about it. I saw a Jack Selesky column about higher ed. You know, it's amazing. And Jack Selesky, longtime editorial page editor of the Fargo Forum, before that was in Devil's Lake. And, you know, I think fashions himself as kind of a moderate. But he's a liberal. He just masks it. And it's okay. I don't know why he has to mask. I mean, look, there's a few liberals in North Dakota. They meet in the phone booth every now and then and high five and sing kumbaya. But so I never know why hide what you are. Just be what you are, for crying out loud. But anyway, he is, it's just amazing to me that the definition of success in anything for a liberal is spend more. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. They're addicted to opium, other people's money, and they love spending it. They do. So, of course, because there had to be cuts in higher ed as a result of the budget, all of a sudden it's horrible now. It's awful. So some commentary like that. Rob Ford, who's a blogger, has an opinion that the legislative leadership should change in North Dakota, calling out Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, Rich Warner, Senate Majority Leader, and suggesting that it's time for them to go. And meanwhile, by the way, Republican electoral success, in other words, how are they doing at the ballot box? How are they doing with people? It reminds me of the Donald Trump factor a little bit. But I'll get to him in a minute. Just this disconnect between people who really matter, and that'd be your average everyday voters. Because in the end, journalists don't really matter. They're simply supposed to be recording history, kind of keeping track of things. Here's what happened, giving you the run through. The elected leaders, they're all going to be understandably loyal to their particular party or their cause or whatever. So the folks that vote are the ones that matter. Folks that are engaged in the process, saying, "Hey, I'm worried. If you don't cut taxes enough there, you got to do it." Those are the people I'm talking about, and those are the people that make up this audience. That's why I love being on the show every day and hearing from you. So I'm most interested, sort of, in what you think about it all. And we are going to spend a little time this week on that. We'll have the leaders themselves, Al Carlson and Rich Warner, will be here on Tuesday. The Fargo West Fargo Moorhead Chamber of Commerce is doing a legislative wrap-up Tuesday morning. We're going to go over there, broadcast from there, and actually chat with some of the leaders and again, get a sense of what people are thinking about the session. And then on, that's Tuesday, and Al Carlson's going to join us that day. Wednesday, then, is Senator Rich Warner. Thursday, Doug Burgum will be here, the governor, to recap the session. I believe we have the governor for a full hour, if not a full hour, just shy of an hour. So a lot of time to get your calls, questions, and comments. And by the way, for any of these guests, if you have questions that you want to ask, things you think of right now, remember, you can always call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Our toll-free telephone number, and when you do, press 1 and leave a message, and it'll work any single time you want. And then Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us Friday. We're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday again this week. So there's just a little run-through of what we're doing. Today on the program, we have a lot of time for your calls. Trying to track down Steve Moore. Steve Moore is an economist, Wall Street Journal guy, Heritage guy, Club for Growth guy, actually founded the Club for Growth. He has been advising Donald Trump on tax policy for coming up on a couple of years now. And so I'm dying to dig into the details of the Trump tax plan. And so we think we might have a conversation lined up with him coming up here in a little bit. It's not confirmed yet, but we're working on that. And then also Betty Grandy will be here. Betty's a former member of the state legislature in North Dakota, now co-chair of the National Day of Prayer in North Dakota. And we'll talk about this year's event, which is happening on Thursday. So that's what we have lined up for you. And now speaking of Donald Trump, Todd, when you worked, when you took your first job, when you took the grand poobah job there at KFIRE, did you have like a calendar that counted down to 100 days and then a big hoopla at the 100th day to say, okay, what has Todd accomplished in the first 100 days? Did that happen?
No, not to my knowledge anyway. I suppose maybe in some dark corner of some office of some bean counter. No, generally that doesn't happen in real life.
I can't remember it ever happening to me. My Grand Forks days, my Forum Communication days.
Isn't that kind of a media created thing so that they can slice and dice the president to some artificial threshold? 100 days. There we go. Let's just do it there.
Yeah, I
why 100? Why not 90?
I think some political. Yeah, I think some political campaigns, you know, talk about what I'll do in my first 100 days. So I suppose, you know, there's
okay. If you made a bunch of 100-day promises, then it is time to go back and look at them and say, all right, how'd that turn out? It's a fair question, but
I think the
we've gone beyond that, right?
The level of reporting on this, you know, and sort of the scrutiny. And quite honestly, if I'm Donald Trump and I go down the list, I mean, it's a pretty good list, you know, of what he's accomplished. Really, it is. I would argue the most important thing, and it's something that kind of impacts for, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 plus years is Neil Gorsuch. I mean, if he did nothing other than get Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court and do it in the time he did, pretty extraordinary. But anyway, they're obsessing. So I asked a question on my Facebook page over the weekend. Just said three words or less. You know, give me your take on Donald Trump's first 100 days. Fascinating discussion. Hundreds of comments. I want to talk a little bit about that. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, and get your take as well. Right here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Spending a lot of time on the eastern end of the state over the next couple of weeks. A couple of Grand Forks trips and the Fargo things. I guess that is making up for the fact that I've been west, young man. Go west, young man, for a better part of the last, I don't know how many umpty months. But just looking at our schedule here on Tuesday next week, we're going to be at a block party You got to do a radio show from anywhere, Todd. Don't you want to do a block party? I think so.
Yeah, there you go.
The folks at Vision Bank have a new location in West Fargo, just south of 32nd on Veterans Boulevard. And so they're doing a little block party. Vision Bank's been my bank for as long as I can remember. And that's not very long, but this is years. I think I can remember a week, maybe a month back. I can't remember. Tuesday, you get that? I can't remember. Tuesday, 9 to 11 with the show. And then after the show, old-fashioned Sloppy Joe's Chips and Pickles. They got a CD special, like 12-month CD at a $1.05, which is kind of nice. And then Wednesday, they have Games Galore, Penny and Pals, Ice Cream Truck, registration for all kinds of things. Thursday, are you ready? 32 Below. They're doing a concert. First, they're going to do beer, burgers and brats at 5:30, and then 32 Below live on stage at 6:30. So Vision Bank knows how to have a grand opening of their new West Fargo location, the big block party. So we'll be there. Gosh, a lot going on. Huh? And then a few days after that, Todd will be hanging out with Chevy Checker and Herman's Hermits and Peter Noonan.
There we go.
Tillotson and Ryan Hyland and Joey D and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon up there at the Music Stars and Classic Cars Minot Festival 2017, May 12th and 13th. Get your tickets for that. Yeah, I had a lot of calls about that last week. People.
I got tons of texts. Now, what was that website? What was that phone number? So, I mean, there's some interest there, no doubt.
Visitminot.org, as a matter of fact. That's the site, okay? All right, so give me three words on Donald Trump's first 100 days. Here's what is, I think, driving the swamp. Let's define the swamp. Manny, what would you say is the swamp? You had to pick one thing. When Donald Trump talks about draining the swamp, what is he talking about?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Getting rid of the crap.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, purging the crap out of the system.
Political system.
Yeah.
And where would the political crap be in it's Washington, D.C. It's
everything inside the Beltway.
I used to call it the blob rather than the swamp. Just the blob, you know. I mean, it's cocktail party crowd. It's lobbyists. It's just kind of the way Washington works. You know, what they wanted Donald Trump to do is come in there and get patted on the head and say, yeah, okay, very good, good boy. Yep, do it, you know, just keep doing it our way. And he doesn't do that, see. So, the White House Correspondents Association is the hoity-toity party of the year for Washington reporters. And they have a party every year. I've been to it a bunch of times. I've gone a half a dozen times because it's kind of a spectacle. It really is. I mean, I met Ozzy Osbourne there. Yes, highlight of my life. It's on the wall somewhere. I forget.
Wait. Wow, did I ever lose this bet? Which one of us has met Ozzy Osbourne? My money would have been on me on that one.
Donald Trump, Meryl Streep, all day. You know, it's just one after the other. One after the other. It's unbelievable. So anyway, it's just sort of the thing that Washington does. So Donald Trump opts out of going to that. And instead goes to Pennsylvania, the state that was very, very, very instrumental in him becoming president of the United States, and hangs out with real people. Now, when I say real people, it's not that reporters and people, you know, in the swamp are not real people in the sense that they're a human being, they're a person, okay? I'm not denigrating them in that way. I'm saying they live in a bubble. People in Pennsylvania, they get up, they go to work, they have to make money to feed their families, they come home, they feed their dogs, they love their you know, they hang out with their neighbors, and they have backyard barbecues, and they're real people. And the fact that Donald Trump is wildly popular with that crowd is what drives the swamp absolutely nuts, because the swamp has no control over those people. So, for the last 10 days, all we hear about 100 days this, 100 days that, I'm sick of it. Nobody else lives like that. So I thought at least we can hear from people that live in Donnybrook, St. Anthony, Hettinger, Dickinson, Mandan, Lincoln, Grassy Butte, Hazen, Devil's Lake. Madoc. You get my drift? Castleton and Wahpeton and Walcott and, you know, Grafton and Park River and, you know, real people. And say, hey, okay, three words or less, so this isn't, you know, take all day. His first 100 days, how's he doing? My guess, when you ask real people, that answer, vastly different than anybody in the swamp. And I'm curious, the people outside the swamp that are not Donald Trump fans, what do they think? So let me know. 800-228-0550. Three words or less, if possible, just to keep this moving along. And I'll share some from Facebook because there's some classic answers here. Really classic. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I would say he's a caving, disappointing phony.
Caving, disappointing phony. Okay, so let's pick one of those. What makes him phony?
Well, he hasn't done one thing. I mean, he doesn't stand up for anything he stood for. This last budget thing shut the government down for 6 months if we have to. Who cares? The defense stuff is there. They caved in for Planned Parenthood, but should not get a dime. I mean, I am so disappointed in this budget that as far as I'm concerned, I think it'll take somebody who has to hold me at gunpoint to ever vote for a Republican again. I mean, there's an absolutely zero difference. They don't do anything or say they're going to do. I am so disappointed. I'm just sick. I thought at least this man is going to be different. He's going to stand up, shut the government down. What difference does it make? It's just pathetic, this last caving on this Planned Parenthood and this last thing. The Democrats are running him as President Schumer is who it is. It's just pathetic.
First of all, I think the budget deal you're talking about is the one that was just struck this weekend. That funds the government till October. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was a deal struck between House Republicans and House Democrats and Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats. So why are you putting that on Trump?
Well, because the Republicans wouldn't do that if Trump told them I won't sign it.
I don't know if we know
he's the head of the Republican Party. He is the head of the Republican Party. He should have told him, no way will I sign a bill with that kind of pork and that kind of baby murdering money going to Planned Parenthood and these places. No. They wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I haven't dug into a lot of the details of the weekend budget deal. I noticed that it was a lot of money, and thankfully it's funding now until October. So in other words, it's basically saying, okay, give us some distance here to get some real reform in the budget. But they've done that a lot, and then they never get to the real reform. But I don't know if Trump owns that one. But we need to know more details for sure. Thanks for the call, Jim. More welcome.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How is the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, Chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary it. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people, governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Service Center, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, and if you have a loved one that is a technician, is a welder, has had any kind of experience with mechanical work, tank trailers, Polar Service Center would be a great company to work for. They have Kildare, Williston, and Billings locations here, 30 service centers plus across North America, so a lot of room for expansion and jobs. But if you got a loved one you want to have come back here, they need folks right here. They're paying up to $32 an hour, and a lot of our listeners have connected family members or individuals themselves that have been listening to these jobs and have fed us back to say, thank you. You know, this is a great company, great job, really appreciate it. Love it, love it, love it. Gary, waiting for your call right now at 701-495-3592 with more details. He can also tell you about their great benefit package. I mean, the pay is incredible, as I mentioned, up to $32 an hour, but the benefits are equally great with the full medical benefits for your family, including 401k with matching, too. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. That's the number, Polar Service Center. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And have Polar Service Centers all across North America to service Polar tank trailers and others as well. 701-495-3592. Ask for Gary. Three words. Three words or less, you describe Donald Trump's first 100 days. Are you ready for some examples of those? +500 comments now. Quite the conversation we had all weekend long. And I love some of the answers. Encouraging. America's coming back. Encouraging despite obstructionism. Kept his promises. Progress through adversity. Every promise to save America would have been done had it not been for the obstructionist agenda by the liberal progressive fascists. Tom says nothing has changed. Dangerously incompetent. By the way, when you say nothing has changed, okay, not to just pick out somebody because they had a negative opinion, because I don't mind the negative opinions. I kind of enjoy them, and I'd love to hear them from you as well. But Neil Gorsuch would be an example of how things have changed. I mean, most Republican establishment types would tell you things have changed radically with Donald Trump as president. Look at the stream of groups that have been through the White House. You know, from CEOs of companies, I think the head of Ford had said, you know, we're investing in America as a show of trust in the future, investment in the future, based on what Donald Trump has told us he's going to do. You know, to coal miners and energy workers and union folks, and it's pretty incredible. So I think nothing has changed. If you're saying nothing has changed, you're in a cynical spot where nothing the man does is going to cause you to say something's changed, right? Simon says dangerously incompetent. What do you think they mean? Tim says worst president ever. Vernon says get it done. Brad says I am proud. I am proud. I like that. Jeff says a promising start. Les says roll back Obama. Jay says fine so far. Can't say that one on the air, or Todd would edit me. Would you edit me, or would you buzz me? What would you do? Censor me, is that the better word? I don't know. Todd has a word for it. I think it's usually the buzzer that gets us.
Hey, you missed that thing, because, I mean, it used to be whenever you said Obama, I got to buzz myself now.
We really need a new word for... If I ever say 100 days, let's do that one for a while. Yeah. 100 days, and then you can buzz. Zoe gets it. Conservative court justice. Exactly. Here's Pat. Pat doesn't like Donald Trump very much, Todd. Uninformed, habitual liar. There you go. Steve, on the road. What's on your mind?
This might be just a little off the mark here, but half your listenership is probably on the Minnesota side of the Red River. We have some real issues over here. Talk about draining the swamp. If I was to boil it down to, you know, rather simple phrase, it's getting rid of those who have blatant disregard for the administration of justice as prescribed by the Constitution of the United States. And one of the greatest offenders is actually the governor of the state of Minnesota. Anybody who supports this notion of sanctuary cities is somebody who should actually be called in or hauled in for obstruction of justice. You know, when you're talking about draining the swamp, it has to be done at all levels. It's not just Washington, although they are the vilest offenders. But I would take a look at the judges in your areas too, the ones who support governmental overreach time and time and time again. If you look in the Grand Forks Herald, I believe it was last Thursday or Friday, the cover story pretty much spells out a pretty good example of what's going on. I'll get off the line and let you continue.
No, hey. Steve, some good points there. And I think North Dakotans actually have a stake in what's happening in Minnesota and need to pay close attention. Because in my mind, Western Minnesota, where the lion's share of our audience would be, along with North Dakotans and South Dakotans, can make a difference in Minnesota. That's been proven. For whatever reason, mostly incompetence in my mind, the Republican Party in Minnesota is just idiotic. They live in the, you know, go to the clubs, go to the parties, kind of the Twin Cities, you know, and they're always going to be a minority there. So why not get out? Do the Donald Trump of Minnesota. Get out of the Twin Cities. Get out of the metropolitan area. It's a big chunk of Minnesota that is red. So we'll help over here in North Dakota, without question. I think there's now 55 people running for governor there, so I don't know how they're going to sort all that out. A good conservative one announced over the weekend, and there'll be more behind him. But it's important to North Dakota, too. Just if for no other reason, for instance, the assault on energy. Now, I don't know why we need to help you understand affordable energy makes sense. But you thumb your nose at it. Not you. A lot of your government leaders. It's a Dayton thing again. It's what he's beholden to. So It's an important task, no doubt about it. Rocky and Ariska, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Well, I'll sum it up in three words. In my opinion, I would just say it would Republican establishment betrayal. They have done nothing to help him get his agenda forward. In my mind, Paul Ryan is the main culprit for obstructing, which should be a position of power to get his agenda accomplished. And they're doing nothing. They had years to work on health care. They didn't seem to have any kind of a plan. They're confused. They're just totally inept is what it appears to be.
So let me ask you, Rocky, when you watch, whatever you watch for newscasts, whatever you read to try and find out what's happening, and you, you hear what they say about what Donald Trump is doing, does it frustrate you? Do you still read it? Do you
Well, I do, and I read online. I watch it on TV and listen to it on the radio and read it in the press. So I try to get it from different sources. I think he's doing as best as he can by himself without any really legislative action. I think he would have probably accomplished 75 or 80% of his goals or be within sight of being able to do that if it hadn't been for the obstructionists of the Democratic Party itself or some of them getting his cabinet put in place. But for the Republican leadership, I mean, they're throwing off the anchor in my mind.
Yeah, to me, it's fascinating to watch because I see you, Rocky, and so many like you all throughout this part of the world, these comments. And then I see how the media reports, and it's like Trump is connecting with people. The Saturday thing was brilliant because, the Washington establishment swamp gatherers are all in the, Washington Hilton ballroom, and it's the place to be in Washington. Well, and he's out in Pennsylvania with real people, connecting with real people, having them jumping up and down and screaming and everything else. It's the genius of Trump. He's going right to the people and bypassing.
I'm not blaming him at all. I'm still behind him 100%. And, I just think it's a shame at this point. And you're right. Everything you see in the press, I mean, a lot of it is they're trying to cut him down. They're saying there's establishments in disarray, there's fighting, infighting, and all kinds of Machiavellian things going on within the cabinet. And I really don't think it's true. It's a lot of fake news.
Thanks, Rocky. Thank you. I mean, there you go. That is the definition of fake news. Some people define fake news as something that, what was the latest one I got sucked in on, Tom? What was it? Just something completely not true about somebody that had ran into somebody who was really nice in North Dakota and helped them with something. You remember that?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but I saw it and shared it, and somebody's like, oh, you got sucked in. That's not even, there's no truth to it. So there was something made up out of whole cloth, okay, that let's just pick something. Barbara Streisand is going to be at the Bismarck Event Center in a week, okay? And that comes down, Barbara Streisand's going to wouldn't excite me, but anyway, you get the point. That it's just not true that I just totally made it up. That's one example of fake news. Far larger idea of fake news is things that just have a bias, a slant, an agenda that are not quote unquote news, which is supposed to be the facts. And you're right. That's a lot of what the coverage has been. Some texters say shattering the ceiling, breaking the ice, cracking the system. Oops, too many words. That's okay. Jim is so right. What more does a Republican want? They have majorities everywhere. And for Schumer to come on the air with his smug smile, it's a disgrace. Time not only for the Democratic Party to be decimated in the next election, but Rhino Republicans, too. Two-for-one regulations. That was a dandy. Two got to go for every new one. Good one. On the money, says another. Swamp is draining, Dan M. Dickinson says. Thank you, Dan.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. Stop in at a PetroServe USA location. If you haven't this week, do it. Because every week, they have a new batch of names drawn for your chance at winning one of $1,050 gift cards. That's a $50,000 giveaway going on at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Also, some great deals all month long. Any item on the roller grill is 99 cents. Oh, I love it. The brats, the hot dogs, check it out. Old Dutch Family Pack chips are $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese, all $2.29 each. Great deal as well. And don't forget our favorite, the 4 for $4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice, all day, every day, 4 for $4. 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the importance of having an emergency action plan.
So many times when there is any type of an emergency and, you know, employees especially don't have a plan, panic sets in. But you know, our school systems have proved through fire drills over the years, right, that when you have a plan and you execute that plan, you can save lives and injuries. You know, we haven't had a single fatality in a school in the United States with fire since 1980. That's because they have a plan and they practice that plan. So that's the concept that we want everybody to wrap their arms around.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
University of Mary is one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. We're getting ready, by the way, for another virtuous leadership recognition event at the University of Mary. I can't tell you any names. Got to keep it hush hush, but it's in the works, and we'll be broadcasting from the University of Mary again soon. Most importantly, one of the virtuous leaders of our region will have a chance to interact with the University of Mary students, which is always great fun. There's been a lot of things in the news lately about nurses and the need for nurses. Of course, the University of Mary, if you're a nurse, you know why you became a nurse, but it's likely because you have a heart for others. And if you want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession, the University of Mary is here for you. Long tradition of excellence in nursing education. Understand very well your desire to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles in your profession, increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And the University of Mary is here to make that possible for you to move forward, offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run up to $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary, the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Now, classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. Find out more at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Let's go north of Fargo. Gary's there. What's on your mind, Gary?
Yeah, Scott. I got three words. He's struggling against incompetence. I think he's struggling against the GOP leadership and, of course, the embedded Democrats that are in there to protect themselves. And it seems like so many of these politicians are there to protect their crime spree that they got going on in Washington.
Yeah, I think that's wise of you, Gary, because that's, you know, where you look at these things, where he's come up against roadblocks, it is, you know, kind of the blob, the swamp, the Washington, D.C. way, the establishment, and all of which is compared to what he promised, what he said he wanted to do, his agenda. You know, they're the incompetent ones that don't get what people want. They voted for the man. I wish they'd be in Pennsylvania. You can't be at those rallies and not see these people it's not a campaign yet. It still looks like a campaign. I think it was like the largest crowd ever in this arena that he was in Pennsylvania. I mean, people are still passionate for Trump. They don't get it. I guess that's incompetence. What else could you describe it as?
Many of us still have lots of hope for the man that he does. You know, the best he can for this country, unlike the previous president we had, he tried to destroy it.
Yeah, I don't have one reason to doubt. I think it's maybe been a little clunky at times. And as you say, there's some, you know, incompetent folks who are trying to stop it. But look, they see, there are people who recognize the power he has with the people. That's dangerous when you're in the establishment in the swamp. So you're going to throw everything at him. So you expect a little bit of that. But I agree with you. I think he's handling it well and much more to do, for sure.
You bet. Thank you.
Other Facebook comments here. See if I can find a few not-so-happy ones. America's coming back, encouraging despite obstructionism. Same thing he just said. Kept his promises. We're hearing that a lot. He's doing great. Give it time. Lost in space, says Kathy. Right. Self-serving, misguided, uninformed, dazed and confused, liar-in-chief, disastrous. He's trying hard, making deals, work in progress. He loves America. Better than expected, says Ken. Refreshing, honest, courageous. Bob says, uphill battle. I can't even explain to you how much I love these. I really do. Play the 391 call there, Todd. There's another one waiting to get way in here.
Successful, well barraged, despite that. Yep. Bye.
Successful, while barraged. In other words, they're throwing everything at him, but he's still successful.
Says a lot, doesn't it?
It is very easy, though, to get swept up in the coverage and thinking it isn't so great. That's why I love this. 500 comments over the weekend. Over 500. And two-thirds supporters, one-third detractors, which is pretty amazing, really. I didn't count exactly. I'm just giving you rough numbers. But I love that. I love it. I love that kind of feedback because you're not being deterred by the coverage. You're not getting sucked into how the swamp does what it does. That's pretty cool. Shattering the ceiling. Breaking the ice. Cracking the system. So love that one. You know, just go do what you got to do. On the money. Following God's plan for America, says another. Trump is a horse's patoot, says another. How about that?
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
May 12th and 13th, music, stars, and classic cars at the Hop Rock and Roll Festival coming to Minot, Mesa's Pepsi Arena for two fun-filled evenings. Doors open both nights at 5:30 with concerts beginning at 7. Friday night's lineup will include Chevy Checker,
Angel,
Johnny Tillotson,
Angel,
and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. While Saturday night will be filled with performances by Brian Hyland, Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noom. Not to mention, Rocky the Rollers will perform both nights with special guest Al Brady. Get your tickets today online at visitminot.org, minotaurushockey.com, and at all Marketplace room locations. To find out more information, call 701-857-8225. That's 857-8225. You're going to have a blast, man!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.